The popular uprising in Egypt ended with relatively little bloodshed. When it was done, the 30-year authoritarian rule of President Hosni Mubarak was over. Well, tomorrow, 40 million Egyptians vote on a package of constitutional amendments. Those amendments are intended to allow just enough change to the current constitution to ensure that upcoming presidential and parliamentary elections are free and fair. This marks the first major test of the country's transition to democracy. And in true democratic form, debate about the vote is raging, as the world's Ben Gilbert reports from Cairo.
It's hard not to run into discussion about tomorrow's vote in Egypt. From the radio, two college campuses, to theaters and outdoor auditoriums, Egyptians have flocked to discussions and debates like this one about the constitutional reforms that they will vote on tomorrow. Voters will cast a yes or no ballot on several amendments to the Constitution, and a couple hundred people showed up to this morning's event to listen to a political scientist give the arguments for both sides. Ayman Hawhi says this is the third lecture he's come to about the poll.
Better to listen to the explanation of the consequences of yes or no.
Did today clear it up for you? Confused before?
No, yes, a little bit. And I think many of the people are confused because we are not mature enough to understand what everyone is saying around the subject now.
The amendments aim to repeal many of the repressive laws that concentrated power in the hands of former President Hosni Mubarak, allowing him to stay in power for 30 years. The amendments relax restrictions on who can run for president and limit the president to 2 4-year terms. They also limit the implementation of emergency law. Judges will oversee elections, which were rigged before. After today's lecture, Ayman decided to vote no on the referendum. He and other opponents don't object to the constitutional amendments per se. They worry the reforms don't go far enough. There's one amendment essentially giving the soon-to-be-formed parliament power to draft an entirely new constitution. Abdul Halim Kandil, spokesman for the Kafaya Party, which took part in the demonstrations here, says a new constitution should come first, then the government, not the other way around. We call for a new constitution formed by an elected committee, Kandil says. If the constitution is only amended, it means that businessmen, ex-regime figures, and thugs will dominate the upcoming parliament. If this amendment is approved tomorrow, it will be a coup on the revolution. The problem, says Kandil, is that parliamentary elections are expected to be held sometime this summer, and the winners of those elections would draft the new constitution. Kandil worries that only a few established political parties would have all the say in Egypt's future. The two most organized forces in Egyptian politics now are the Muslim Brotherhood and the former ruling National Democratic Party. Opponents fear these two groups could use their advantage in a new parliament to create a constitution that keeps them in power. Demonstrators chant, "We want a new constitution," during a protest against the constitutional amendments today on Tahrir Square. Noticeably absent are any members of the Muslim Brotherhood. They're voting for the amendments tomorrow. A Muslim imam associated with the Salafist movement, a Muslim Brotherhood ally, looked around the square skeptically. Fawzi Yusuf al-Hawari is voting yes tomorrow because he feels the political process needs to begin as soon as possible. I believe in gradual steps, so what will happen tomorrow is the first step toward instituting a new constitution, he says. It's not just the conservative Islamists who feel this way. Some secular liberal activists plan to vote yes because they say they want to see the Egyptian military get out of politics. Regardless of their political persuasion, Egyptians seem invigorated by the fact that they finally feel they have a voice in their country's future. As one politician said earlier this week, it's the first Egyptian election in 7,000 years where the results haven't been known ahead of a single vote being cast. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Cairo.